Dan Jacobs. Dan is the co-owner of the Milwaukee restaurant, Dan Dan. It combines a contemporary Chinese-American concept with Midwestern sensibility. Dan is also the man behind Esterev, a private dining restaurant in the Cream City. He also unpacked his knives to be one of the chef testants on the 21st season of Top Chef here in Wisconsin. Besides competing with his fellow finalists, he's also competing with Kennedy's disease. It's a progressive neuromuscular disorder. Dan being Dan, he is not letting this disease slow him down. Beta's culinary correspondent, Steve Gotcher, sat down with Dan to find out what his Top Chef Wisconsin experience was like, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes.
I mean, the whole experience itself was such a cool thing. It was, you know, and me and Savannah and Danny talked about this at length, and I don't think it definitely didn't make the episode, but it was like, you know, no one will ever tell us,
please pack your knives and go.
We never heard those words. For the three of us to go through the whole thing together like that, it was really special. And, you know, I have not only like new friends, but new family. It was such a cool experience.
Well, what was the experience like as a contestant? Was it much different than you expected?
The experience is definitely, you know, I don't think anyone like really understands it unless you kind of go through it. It's definitely more mentally challenging than I thought it would be. I think the people that were mentally strong are the ones that really kind of went far in the competition. It was really, that was the toughest part, man. It was just, you know, wrapping your head around not being in control of, you know, your schedule. And for somebody, you know, who I mean, I've owned my own restaurants now for the last like 8 years. I'm very much in control of my own schedule. And like to take that away was, it took some adjustment. I would always say, just trying to be like water, just trying to go with the flow. And I think once you kind of like release that, I think it's a little bit easier. It's also tough, like when you have a bad cook. Like, I mean, we're all going to have bad days. You know, nobody's perfect. And so you got to be able to flip it around the next day and, you know, just dive right back into it.
Yeah, there was an episode, a quick fire, where you ended up making something with eggs, I think it was. And at least the episode showed that you were kind of like, I don't know what I'm doing. I guess I'll just do this. What was that like?
I mean, it's terrible when you're, and that was the only time in the competition where I really felt like I had no clue what I was doing.
These eggs are looking sad. There are shells in them.
Oh my God. Hide your shame.
Three, two, one.
Time's up. You're on the bottom. They could use your quick fire as part of the judgment. This could be the difference between me moving to the finals and me going home. Not a winner.
And I just like was like, okay, now I just have to get something to the plate because I didn't want to put up nothing. I literally dropped the plates in front of Gail and Tom and told them not to eat it. I was like, please don't eat this. And like, I knew it was not good. I believe that was the worst thing that was cooked on this season. And I think Tom said something like, if this was an example of steak and eggs and nobody had made them before, no one would ever eat steak and eggs again.
Oh, that's got to hurt.
It did. But it was also like so late in the competition that I think everybody kind of was laughing about it. I mean, because they all knew I could cook. You know, this is the last episode. I think it would have been a different story if this was like, you know, the second or third episode. They would have been like, who is this guy? What is happening?
Well, once you got into the competition, did you think being from Wisconsin would give you any kind of an advantage?
There's advantages and disadvantages. So I think, you know, we as a group, Top Chef has like a, you know, it's been around for 20 plus seasons. If you watch the seasons, there's definitely like they pull inspiration from whatever region or city that they're in. There's students of this, like Savannah's a perfect example of it. Like she studied it, she knew what was coming, but we all knew what was coming. Like we would have discussions about it. Like, all right, so we've seen dairy, we've seen cheese, like, you know, what's coming up next? And, you know, there are certain things, like you knew we were going to have cranberries. I had a real strong feeling that we would do indigenous foods. It was one of those things that like, we kind of knew what was coming. I think everybody did. I also think it was a lot of pressure. I mean, I was the only person from Wisconsin that I really wanted to make sure that not only did I go far and show out for the city and the state, but I also wanted to do it in the right way and do it in a way that, you know, represented who we are.
Right.
And
I think
I was able to accomplish that.
Yeah. How much of the edited version of the show really reflects the reality of what happens in the competition from day to day?
I mean, you have to realize, like, no matter what they edit, whatever you say was said, whatever you did was done. Like, there's no way to create something. There's definitely like any show it's edited. I mean, we filmed for 15 hours. I mean, things are going to end up, you know, being edited. But like, I really truly believe that what we all saw was what happened.
Was there any challenge that you found was particularly difficult?
They all are. Personally, I had a hard time with the baseball challenge, but that was more to do with, you know, my physical condition. Like I just had a bad day. Like it was a lot of walking. It was really hot.
Making the bratwurst, but right now I'm working on my potato pancake.
And Dan is fifth, making some sort of pancake.
It's a very German style potato pancake with some sauerkraut, some herbs, and some other stuff.
I didn't know.
How do you feel about going against Amanda?
I love Amanda like a little sister, and I wish her the best. But I got to win.
It was like, you know, it was 90 degrees outside, but it was probably like 110 on the field with, you know, nothing, like no breeze. And I was just physically just beat up for that day. And it was a tough day all around. And I couldn't get it, you know, I was just in my own head and couldn't get out of it. That was really the only time where I felt like, oh man, like I could go home.
Tell me a little bit about your physical condition.
So I was diagnosed in 2016 with Kennedy's disease, which is it's a neurological condition similar to ALS. So it's progressive. It's not nearly as like, it's not as fatal as ALS, but it's degenerative. So like I go every year to an ALS clinic and we track my progression, and it's gotten worse every year. You know, I have mobility issues like walking, stamina issues, things that take dexterity, like simple things that you kind of take for granted, like buttoning a shirt or something like that, is very difficult. Uh-huh. Little things like that are always really tough. What's tough is, you, for me, it's in those moments of doing like a repetitive task, like it's like peeling carrots or dicing onions or stuff like that. That's where my brain really kind of works. And that's where like my creativity comes from, is usually in moments like that. And what's tough is that like those moments, they're harder to get to any other way. But those are the things that I'm having a harder and harder time being able to do. You know, there's two things I wanted to do when I was, well, I mean, I have three things I wanted to do on the show. One is I wanted to win. Two, you know, I wanted to show out for the state of Wisconsin, the city of Milwaukee, and I wanted to represent both in a very positive way. And lastly, like, and maybe most importantly, you know, I wanted to show that, you know, even if you're differently abled or have a disability, that you can, you know, you can still achieve the things you want to. I mean, it takes a little bit more thought. It takes a little bit more patience, but don't ever give up on those dreams, because, you know, it's worth it. I was very happy with what I was able to accomplish.
Yeah, and you did that so well. It was really, really a great example for people. What was the best single experience besides getting to the finals as a contestant on Top Chef?
I think my favorite moment was the Indigenous Food Challenge. Like, this is a cuisine that, you know, just doesn't get the attention it should, even in Wisconsin. Like, it was really telling when, you know, Sean Sherman asked the group of us, like, how many of us have been to an Indigenous restaurant, and none of us raised our hands. That to me was like, I need to remedy that right away.
I think I did good.
I thought my dish was good.
Yeah, I thought it was good too.
Thanks.
I find foams to be useless most of 99.9% of the time.
Yes, it's like my wife calls them spit.
Yeah. However, that was an application in which I was like, this makes sense in a foam.
Right.
Just texturally, it was incredibly fun to eat.
I just wanted to keep building flavor, like using the sunflowers in like four different ways, and then just keep building that flavor on there.
One of the Indigenous values that we really look at is being resourceful. And I think the utilization of all those pieces really came through.
Thank you.
Sunflower was one of my favorite ingredients. You didn't disappoint, Dan. I really enjoyed the bite.
Thank you so much.
It was really cool to see, like, one of the judges worked with us at Dan Dan, and we used to have a French restaurant named Fauntleroy. Before the pandemic, Bryce had worked with us for a little bit. And then I've been active in advocacy work with Elena Terry, who was also on that episode as a judge. And so that to me was like a really special episode. And even though I didn't win that challenge, it was one of those things that, like, I still think that was one of the best dishes I did probably all year.
Oh, wow. That's great. In the earlier seasons, the atmosphere of the show seemed to be a whole lot more adversarial than it became later. And the focus seemed to really become more of a camaraderie and friendship. Is that what you experienced?
100%. You know, I've said this before. It's like, one of the greatest things about the show is, you know, the people that you end up meeting, and those are relationships that I'm going to have for the rest of my life. You know, we joke around about us being bonded by trauma, but it's really, really cool. Like, we made lifelong friends.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I really enjoyed that early on in the first few seasons. They seem to be more at each other's throat. And
yeah.
I understand that kind of creates a drama. But to me, to see people who are in competition with each other, helping each other out and sampling each other's food, giving advice, because they know that they're cooking their food and that's what's going to get them to win or lose. It just seems so much more satisfying to see that kind of a relationship on a television show.
Absolutely. We always talked about this as a group, how like I want to beat you, but I don't want to beat you because you missed something or you didn't do something or you couldn't get something. I want to beat you at your best. To me, it was like, that's exactly how I felt the whole season.
How do you think Top Chef did representing the various cuisines of Wisconsin?
I think it's awesome. I mean, I think what they do for, a region and the way they portray it is so great. Like, I think we're going to be reaping the rewards of Top Chef coming to Wisconsin for years to come. Because, I mean, there's definitely a thing. We see it in the restaurants, but not just in our restaurant. I mean, you see it. There was a couple that was in from Texas this weekend at Dandan. I was talking to them at the host stand, and they went to Birch. They went to Lupi and Iris. So it wasn't like they were just coming to our restaurant that was on the show. They wanted to go to the restaurants that were, and the chefs that, were on the show as well. And I think that's so cool. And I'm very much like high tide raises all boats. Like, I feel like this, this is going to do so much for the city and for the state. And I just can't wait to see how this all unfolds.
Right, right. Did you learn anything about yourself that surprised you from being on the show?
I did. And that's like, the environment and the way the show is structured, like, it definitely challenges you. And you always end up learning stuff about yourself. I think the experience really kind of pushed me out of any sort of comfort zone and made me realize that I can do more than I thought I could. I also I'm really good at this whole cooking thing. Like I am. And it showed how mentally strong I was. And I don't say this with any sort of hyperbole or feeling like I'm, being a narcissist, but like it really kind of showed me that, I'm really good at this and I love what I do. And this is what I was meant to do.
Yeah. So what are your feelings about how the competition ended up? And I know that there was some X controversy. I think it was on X or
yeah, it's a wild place, man.
Yes, yes, it is. And I thought it was somewhat petty of people, but you told people to calm down. Everything went fine. How do you feel about how everything ended up?
I am totally at peace with how everything ended up. I look at the meal that I cooked, and the meal I cooked was pretty flawless. Like, I mean, they nitpick, and this is what they do. And there were little flaws in both me and Danny's dishes. There were flaws in Savannah's dishes. How it ended up, it really came down to, I think, that dessert. And, while my dessert was really good, Danny's dessert was something that no one's ever done before. That's what Top Chef is looking for. That's what you see. You see the greatness in the person who wins Top Chef by doing something that's just like never been done before. And that candied seaweed dessert was just outstanding. I ate it and immediately knew that I was not going to win $250,000.
I liked Dan's dessert a lot. It felt different. I loved the juxtaposition between the two courses. I thought it was really nice. This was close. Danny, when I heard he was doing seaweed on dessert, I was like rolling my eyes going, really? Come on, dude. Like, this is ridiculous. And I just shut up when I ate it. This was really good.
Conceptually, it was unusual. Again, exciting, surprising.
Like, we all should be super proud of where we're at. So
cheers to that.
Cheers. But, I still think that what I did get out of it was worth 10 times that.
Right. And you did represent yourself very well. So when they tap you for the Top Chef All-Stars, what are you going to say?
I would probably do it. I really enjoy competition. Like, it's funny, is I'm not competitive until there's competition. And then like all of a sudden, like, and it's not even like ultra competitive. It's just, there's something about competitive cooking that's really fun. It's very different than cooking in a restaurant or, cooking at home. Like, it is definitely like on its own thing. And I enjoyed it, and I'm pretty good at it. So like, I think I would totally do it again if I had the opportunity.
And I think you would win this time for sure. Dan Jacobs, thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations on becoming a finalist on Top Chef and also representing your state so well.
Thank you so much. It was a true pleasure, and I'm just, you know, I'm just happy to be here most of the time. You know, it was a lot of fun.
Dan Jacobs is a Milwaukee chef and a contestant on Top Chef Wisconsin. Steve Gotcher talked with him. Find out more about Dan and Top Chef Wisconsin at WPR.org/beta.
And it was one of the most joyous and experiences I had working on a film with Martin Scorsese, and the biggest learning experience I ever had. You know, I learned how to watch movies.
Coming up, we work after hours with actor Griffin Dunne. He joins us to talk about his mesmerizing memoir, The Friday Afternoon Club. I'm Doug Gordon. You're listening to Beta from Wisconsin Public Radio.